Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, there's a powerful new movie that's releasing in theaters across America this Friday. It's the true story of Abby Johnson, who is the youngest Planned Parenthood director in history. This is Faith and Freedom, and I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications with Liberty Counsel. Well, today I'm excited to welcome Ashley Bratcher. She's the lead actress who plays Abby Johnson in the upcoming movie, which is entitled Unplanned. Thanks so much for joining me, Ashley.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You know, Ashley, I remember seeing you in the movie Princess Cut, but I really believe that God has just promoted you to a new level for such a time as this with this incredible role. What do you think about that?
Amen. I am excited about where things have gone since that film.
You know, I know that you choose to do only faith-based movies, but what made you decide to do something like this, Unplanned movie?
Well, I didn't decide to do just faith-based movies. I did give my career to the Lord in 2012, and I just said, God, take me where you want me to go. And along the way, there have been some other types of projects. But God has really just kind of planted me in faith-based film to be a part of it and to bring glory to his name. And I just do what I feel like is honoring God.
That's really awesome. Now, of course, this movie is about Abby Johnson, who is the youngest Planned Parenthood director in history. Now, I understand that when you were doing this role, it uncovered a secret about you and your own life that you never knew. What was that?
Well, when I first got cast in Unplanned, I had a very short notice to get on the plane and head out to Oklahoma. And when I landed, I hit the ground running. I didn't have time to tell anyone where I was. My husband knew, my son knew, my sister knew. But when my mom called me on the fourth day, I had not shared with her what I was doing yet. And I was hesitant to share Abby's story because I knew that she would be emotional. She had shared with me that when she was in high school, she'd had an abortion of her own. And I didn't want her to feel judged or like this was a movie about condemnation or anything like that. Because I was really proud of Abby's testimony, and I wanted to share it with her. And as I did, she became very emotional, as I anticipated. But even more so, she broke down. And as she was sobbing on the phone, she said, Ashley, I need to tell you something that I've never told you before. What you don't know is when I was 19, I was in the abortion clinic for the second time, and I had been called back. I was being examined by a very pregnant nurse. I was on the table, and I got very sick to my stomach, and I knew I couldn't go through with it. So I got up, I walked out, and I chose to have you. And that was a pretty profound moment in my life because I had no idea. It was a shock to me that I was on set to play Abby Johnson and tell this incredible pro-life story, never having known that I had my own abortion-related story.
Wow, that's powerful. And did you get a chance to talk to your dad after that? I'm sure it kind of blew you away at the moment. Wow.
Yeah, it did. My mom and I, we got off the phone shortly after that conversation happened, and I needed some time to process it. In doing so, I called my dad to confirm the story and get his perspective on what happened. And he confirmed everything that my mom had said. And additionally, he shared with me that because they didn't have enough money to pay for the abortion, that he had pawned a family heirloom, which happened to be a shotgun, in order to be able to pay for the abortion.
Wow, so the price of a shotgun was going to eventually take your own life, but praise God, it didn't. Wow, so how has this personal story of your own had an impact on you playing this role?
Well, just auditioning and hearing Abby's testimony completely shifted my perspective. Because before that, I had no idea what actually happened in an abortion procedure. I had been blinded, and I believed what has been perpetuated in our culture, that it's just a lump of cells, it's just a blob of tissue, there's no harm, that although I would never have an abortion, I didn't feel like I could push that choice on any other woman. But I also didn't realize the humanity of life within the womb. And in doing my research and hearing Abba's testimony, it was like the scales fell from my eyes. And for the first time, I really understood that there is life from the moment of conception.
Wow. And you're a mom too, right?
I am. I have my own 9-year-old little boy.
Oh, that's exciting.
My own unplanned story.
Yeah. So how did you find that you being a mom had an impact on how you portrayed the struggle that Abby had as a mom, yet she was facilitating, 22,000 murders of babies?
Well, I had to have a lot of conversations with her about what that was like in her life. You know, she's facilitating abortions and coming home to her daughter every day. And, you know, she didn't have that revelation immediately. She had no idea what it looked like, what the procedure looked like. Because in all the years that she had worked at Planned Parenthood, she'd not been witness to an ultrasound abortion. And I think in that moment, it hit her because she recalled seeing her own baby at 13 weeks. And that was the moment that really it just hit it home for her that what she was doing was not okay.
Wow. I think it was incredible that you were able to get into her head and her shoes and play that role. Tell me about a particular scene that you think is really an eye-opener and it was a heart-changer for you as well.
Wow, there's so many, honestly. I would say the RU486 abortion pill scene where Abby actually had two abortions of her own and the second one was a chemically induced abortion. And it's a lot more dangerous than is led on by Planned Parenthood. Essentially, women are sent home after taking one pill and they're instructed to take another pill when they're home. They're not under doctor supervision. There are major complications that can happen, and Abby was one of the women that experienced that. She hemorrhaged severely and almost died. And in doing that scene, it was eye-opening to, I guess, experience somewhat what she must have felt in that moment, to imagine that this was the way that you were going to die. It was a very emotionally intense, charged scene.
I can imagine. And it's interesting, and ironic, I guess, this movie now has an R rating. What was your reaction when you found that out?
I honestly wasn't shocked. I anticipated it. We don't have sex. We don't have nudity in the movie. We don't have language that would warrant the rating. So essentially the MPAA does agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act, which makes perfect sense to me because abortion is R-rated. And we don't hold back in the film. We do show the shock and horror of what abortion really is. But at the same time, we don't do it for the sake of blood and gore. We do it to educate and to show people that this is what's happening, and it is shocking and disturbing to a lot of people. So I'm actually in agreement with the rating. I think it's appropriate because parents need to have a conversation with their children before taking them to see this film. What I don't agree with, what I think is just insane, is that although a 15-year-old girl can't walk into our movie without a parent, she can go have an abortion without parental consent. To me, that means there's something much more wrong with our culture than the rating system, so to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what would you say to a woman that maybe she's had an abortion or maybe she's considered having an abortion that goes to the movie? What would you tell her?
I would say there's no judgment and there's no condemnation. There is only forgiveness through this film. And especially someone who didn't have the knowledge. A lot of women that have this experience, they've been lied to and they are secondary victims of abortion. They were not made aware of the emotional turmoil that they will be facing as an outcome of their experience. And so my heart goes out to them because I feel like some women carry this guilt and shame, and that's not what this movie is about. This movie is about opening our arms to these women and showing them love and compassion.
Absolutely. So what is one message that you are praying that people will take to heart after seeing this movie?
First and foremost, that there is forgiveness. And when you lay your burden down at the foot of the cross, that God is just waiting there for you with open arms. Second, I hope that people will walk out of the theater and start a conversation. It is my sincere hope that when they walk out that this isn't something that leaves them. You don't just walk into the movie, walk out, and go about your day. This is something that really is going to start a conversation across America, and it's one that we desperately need to have.
Well, amen. And thank you so much, Ashley, for being with me today and for what you're doing and how God is using you in this amazing way.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what Abby Johnson saw changed everything for her, and I believe this movie could do the same for you or for someone you know. Find out where the movie's playing in your area at unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. I hope that you go and take some people with you because it is life-changing. And again, thank you for your prayerful support of Liberty Counsel as we continue to defend the sanctity of human life. Stay informed at our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.